Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps. A Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
It's pure. Pure.
It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Petro, Siebold, Dravetta, we're welcoming for today and today only, Peter Yates, Enoch, Todd Lebo to the festivities. Time for a little Stump the Chumps, brought to you by Salty Iguana. You know, on May 3rd, we'll be at Salty Iguana in Independence, Todd.
Yes.
Celebrating Cinco de Mayo early.
Mm-hmm.
So make it a whole weekend festivity. Friday all the way through. Why wouldn't you?
You're doing a whole week maybe, aren't you?
We're gonna celebrate Cinco de Mayo all week.
It's
yes,
happen.
And it will culminate with the Salty Iguana. And you can order right now if you want to have a big Cinco de Mayo party at home. SaltyIguana.com. Their catering is absolutely fantastic. Locations in Independence, Prairie Village, Olathe, and Lawrence. I know because I brought home a huge spread. Like, they do not skimp on anything. You will be thrilled if you want to have your own Cinco de Mayo party. Let Salty Iguana cater it for you. Pick it up. They give you everything, literally everything you need. Don't forget the iguana dip. It is an absolute must. Go see Salty Iguana tonight if you'd like. You know, there's a special. Pete, do you know what the Thursday special is?
I know what it is.
See?
Tamale platter.
Tamales.
Yeah, tamales.
Muy bueno. Muy bueno y grande.
Okay.
Mucho grande.
Okay, we're getting all of Pete's Spanish here at once. You know, they've got a daily special.
Very
I took
big.
A lot.
All of his
I
seventh
had a lot
grade
of Spanish.
Whether it's the tostada grande and taco salad on Monday, the royal blue tacos on Tuesday, the chicken fajitas on Wednesday, that's my favorite day. Tamale platter today. They've also got specials on the Mexican bottle beer, so wash down the tamale platter with a couple of Coronas. You're living large. Fish taco platter on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, fish bowl margaritas.
So easy let's on go. Those, Pete.
Fajitas de pollo?
Chicken fajitas? Yes.
He knows.
Hey, man.
I
took it in college until we got to Spanish literature. I was done.
When you read it,
when you write Spanish literature, it's pretty difficult, too, with the different nomenclatures
and
everything.
Yeah,
idioms.
My oldest daughter's pretty good with the Spanish. And we got to Costa Rica. And she realized how much further we got to go.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Was it help?
She was great.
When
she
you
was
were
literally
Europe,
our
did you go to Barcelona?
No.
Can't say a word there. Can't say one word.
Different language.
That's one of the reasons why we went to Costa Rica, is because she wanted to go someplace and speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. And she was fantastic.
Different dialect down there? Was it? Oh, she did well
it's
down
mostly
there.
Mostly what you
her.
Learned
she
here.
She did well, but
okay. Oh, okay.
We also, you know, she, like some of the people, like we did Airbnb, and the guy, oh, yeah, he speaks English. No, he doesn't.
Sort
and
of
so she did a great job, but
good.
There are a couple things.
Well, I bet she knows verbs and nouns real well.
You know what
if
I
you get those two, you're on your way.
When I understood the conversation was when she goes, no comprende? I'm like, oh, okay, I got that part.
Yeah, I know that one.
Me too.
No comprende.
Me too.
The same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Repete, should say repeat. You know.
If you don't use it, you'll lose it, though.
Yes.
Because my daughter studied abroad, and we went to Spain when she was there, and she knew all of it. And that was like 6 years ago. She still can speak it a little bit, but nah.
You don't,
like
you don't
you
really forget it once, but
it.
You don't forget the verbs and the nouns
some
a lot.
Of it.
But every year you do
you
lose
it
more and more. Yeah.
All right, Pete, are we ready?
See.
Stump the Chumps, brought to you by the Salty Iguana and the letter C, according to Peter Yatinik. All right, here we go. In honor, I'm going to feed you.
Mm.
I've got a whole bunch. I've got
tamale platter.
I've got 20 and 14, so I'm going to feed you.
I've got, I think, 17 answers. Which one do I want? Nah, maybe won't. Maybe I'll do this one. How many I got over here? 2, 4, 6. I'm doing exactly what I said I don't like, aren't I, Todd?
Yeah, you are. Precisely.
Scheffler, I'm going to take off the board. He won his second Masters. I'm going to take Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods off the board because they're obviously too obvious, too easy to get. So give me anybody
Lebo.
In the history of golf that has won multiple Masters Lebo. Championships. I heard Pete first.
Oh, my God.
I got to finish the question.
Oh, is that the rules now?
Well, it was
it
today.
Is today.
Okay.
Tom Watson.
Lebo.
Tom Watson is correct. Peter Yates is on the board. I heard Curtis. No, I'm kidding. Todd.
Gary Player. Lebo.
Gary Player. I was afraid this would be all legal.
Tiger Woods.
Wait, hang on.
No. He took Tiger Woods.
Tiger's
away.
Off the board.
No.
Who did you say? You said Tom Watson?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and you said player?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Todd, and then, Todd and then Pete.
Phil.
Curtis.
Phil Mickelson, yes.
Horton Smith.
Horton Smith. Yes.
Lebo.
Curtis is next.
Nick Faldo,
yes.
Enoch.
No, I think.
Todd.
Sevy.
Sevy did it, yes.
Gary Player.
Already been said. Lebo.
Curtis.
You're after Todd.
Ben Hogan? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Bubba.
Yes.
Yeah, Danny's favorite. For Danny.
Oh, yeah.
How many more we got?
Lots.
Enoch, did somebody say Sneed already?
No.
No, but he did.
Lebo.
Right there, Pete.
Gene Sarazen? Or just one?
No, on Sarazen.
I'll throw one in here. Johnny Miller? Probably
no,
not.
He never won.
No.
Lebo. Jose Maria Alawal?
Olaf Thabel?
Yes, Todd.
Boy, we should have got more.
There's not that many more. So you got Player, Faldo, Mickelson, Hogan, Watson.
I didn't say Arnie.
Ballesteros, Horton Smith, Bubba Watson. I took several, and you got Jose Maria Olafabo, right?
Yeah.
So three.
Five, I got five,
seven,
I think.
Seven. There should be
nine.
At least.
Yeah. I'm missing one that you guys got because I got five for Todd, three for Pete, two for Curtis. Sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Sneed. You guys got Sam Sneed. That's the other one. Okay, you did not get four-time winner Arnold Palmer, three-time winner Jimmy DeMarrett.
You should have got that.
Two-time winner Byron Nelson.
That's your
two-time winner Bernard Longer.
Longer is one.
And two-time winner Ben Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, yeah.
Palmer is the one, the big man.
No, Palmer.
We all should have got Palmer.
I thought about taking him away.
Crazy.
I'm like, no, let's see if they don't get Arnold Palmer.
What, he went four?
Nope.
Four?
He won four.
Yeah. Well, we failed that test.
All right, the common draft era, 67 to now. The Chiefs have drafted 20 players outside the first round who have made at least 100 starts for them.
Lebo.
Todd.
Grundy.
Tim Grunhard.
Enoch.
Petro. Oh, go ahead.
Pete.
John Alt.
No, he was first-round pick.
Petro.
Was
Gary Spaney?
Gary Spaney.
Is this going to count special teamers?
Starts, so no.
Okay, no.
Petro. Mm. Kevin Ross.
Lebo.
Petro.
144.
Go ahead.
Albert Lewis?
Albert Lewis, yes.
Petro.
128.
You're a jackass. So. Petro. Lloyd Burris.
Lloyd Burris.
Enoch.
103. Pete.
Gary, tall guy.
Barbaro.
Gary Barbaro, 101, 1976.
Lebo.
Todd.
Don Edwards.
Donnie Edwards, exactly 100.
You got to be, so if they're undrafted, they don't count.
Correct.
Right, got to be drafted.
Drafted outside the first
Petro.
Round. Didn't get drafted.
Will Shields.
Will Shields, Enoch. The all-time leader at 223. Pete.
E.J. Hallib?
Nope. 67 or later.
Huh?
67 or later draft.
Oh. How many more we got? It's like 20.
Got a 10 or so. Tackle.
Three
offensive linemen. Travis Kelce.
Good Enoch.
Pete.
Dave Zott.
Dave Zott, yes.
Wow, good, Pete.
We got three offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebacker, O-lineman, linebacker, wideout, center.
Did Fisher get there?
No, he was the first draft pick. He was the first overall pick. Gets draft year, 74, 74, 74, 2016, 67, 83, 67, 76, 69, and 2000.
Petro, Tyreek Hill.
No.
Does not have 100 starts?
Didn't have 100 starts.
Oh, my
amazingly.
God.
You need like 6-plus years.
God,
you're going to kick yourself on some of these.
Yeah.
Three linemen that came out in the 74 draft. Tom Condon, Charlie Getty, Matt Kirkenhoff.
Charlie Getty.
Matt Kirkenhoff. Kirkenhoff.
Dave Lutz. Jim Lynch.
That was common draft era?
Henry Marshall. Yep, 67. Henry Marshall. Jack Rudney. Greg Wesley and the two you're really bekidding yourselves about, Willie Lanier.
I never heard of him.
And with 102 starts, Chris Jones.
He's 100.
Wow.
What did Jamal Charles get
this year?
Charles not.
He didn't get 100 starts.
Yeah, he didn't start a lot.
Okay.
He didn't start early.
That's a lot of starts. All right, it's like eight, starch, it's like 7 or 8 years of starts.
All right, you ready?
You better be feeding because you've
this
got
is,
nine.
This is like 18.
Off me and Curtis.
This is like 16 or 18. Lots. Okay. All right. The new
Baylor
Big 12.
Basketball.
No, the new Big 12. All right, so July 1st
Baylor
on.
Volleyball.
No Oklahoma, no Texas, but it's got Arizona, Arizona State, all those. Including ties here. I want you to name, and this is common draft era.
Okay.
Supplemental draft doesn't count.
Right.
Okay? I want you to name me the highest drafted player from each school that will be in the Big 12. The highest drafted player. So it's
Petro.
Only one from each place.
Alex Smith.
Alex Enoch. Smith from Utah, number one, correct.
Woody wow. Green.
No.
Arizona State.
There's a guy higher.
Barry Sanders.
And it's got to be the common draft era. Barry Sanders. Oh. Correct, Curtis.
Petro. RG3.
Yes. Tied with someone else, so that's a hint. There's another Baylor guy.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead, Pete.
Cincy. Travis Kelce.
Nope.
Petro.
Yep.
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, just a couple years ago from Cincy, number four overall.
Oh, what was that?
Wait a minute. You mean to play for other teams, too?
No, they're just from the college.
Oh.
Big 12
any
team.
Highest drafted Big 12.
They're not Chiefs.
Yeah.
Just,
well, that didn't count then. I thought it was Chiefs.
It's okay. So you got Arizona State still to go. We got BYU. We got Colorado.
Curtis.
We got Houston.
Petro.
Dante Culpepper.
No.
Oh, that's right.
The higher person from UCF.
Oh, wow. I can't think. I know who it is, too.
You do know who it is, but
yeah.
You can't say it.
Clarence Scott?
No. What school is that?
K-State?
No, there's someone
Curtis.
Higher than that. How about Kansas and Kansas State? You better get this Kansas.
Enoch.
One. Yes.
Riggins.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Good God, finally.
Finally got John Riggins.
Riggins, you finally
right.
Did something for me, you
bum. Oh, no, I can't think of his name. I know who it is. I got two of them. I can't think. I don't want to tell them.
Curtis, Jim McMahon?
No.
No.
Curtis, Dante?
No.
No.
That's two strikes. Well, I think I'm out. I'm out now. I'm at three strikes.
Yeah.
Petro, Steve Young?
No, supplemental draft.
Okay. Petro, Mark Wilson?
No.
Kansas State's still alive, right?
K-State's still sitting there.
Oh, I know who it is now. I'm too late. I know who it is. Fifth overall pick.
Yes.
No.
TCU?
Oh, Petro with Aiden Thomason.
You give it to him, Adam?
Yes, he gave it to me.
Garbage.
Terrence Newman's
all right, so Arizona.
Terrence Newman.
Yes.
Couldn't remember his name.
Oh,
hang on.
Terrence
Blake Bortles.
Yes.
It just came to me. Damn it.
It's too late.
Wow.
Arizona State.
Damn it.
Ricky Hundley was number seven overall. Arizona was Ricky Hundley. Arizona State, J.D. Hill.
I was
number
a wide
four.
Receiver for the Bills.
Baylor, the other guy was Jason Smith. Zach Wilson, the BYU
I was going to do this question next week. Thanks,
Zach
God.
Wilson?
Zach Wilson, number two overall.
What was he?
BYU, the quarterback.
He's a quarterback?
Yeah. The guy who stinks at Aaron Rodgers took his place.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson.
Oh, that hump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Colorado.
I forgot who he was.
I should have just said Wilson.
God, I should have. Damn it.
Colorado, someone named Bo Matthews from 74.
Yeah, Bo Matthews. Back.
Houston,
Bo
two players tied at fifth. Riley Odoms and Mac Mitchell. Those
Riley
were
Odoms, not David Clinton.
Houston.
No.
Wow.
Iowa State, a guy named George Amundsen.
Yeah, Amundsen. Yeah.
You know all these guys.
Yeah, I do.
LT, Ladainian Thompson, you got. Texas Tech, Tyree Wilson. Just last
yeah.
year here in town, number seven. Blake Bortles, and number six overall from West Virginia, Pac-Man Jones.
Oh.
You mean not
I
Dick,
actually.
No.
Dick,
and that had to be. Common draft error.
Oh,
so
okay,
there might
okay.
be some guys earlier. So
all
there
right.
you go. I thought that was fun.
All right, Pete. That is fun.
I'm
going to
do that question next week.
Good
you
question.
Beat me to
we
it.
We won't get it right next week. It's okay.
Probably not.
Do it again.
I got a variation of it, though.
All right, what do you got, Pete?
Willie Wilson hit six home runs in 1979. Five were inside the park. Who did he hit the only out-of-the-park home run off of?
Lebo.
Yeah.
Ron Guidry.
Nope.
Curtis.
Good.
Jim Palmer.
Nope.
Patrick. Nolan Ryan.
Nope.
Is that a hint?
79?
No.
Petro, Don Sutton?
No.
Lebo.
Okay.
Necro?
No.
Curtis.
Take a move.
Catfish Hunter?
Nope.
Petro, blue?
Nope.
No idea.
That's
Smith.
Not green or yellow either.
What was the team?
It would be Mike Caldwell.
Ah, Mike Caldwell.
The Brewers.
Good
Brewers.
Pitcher.
All right.
What is the score right now? I'm messed up here.
Pete has 600. Todd has 900. Curtis has 300. I have 800.
Okay.
300.
All
You're
right.
Sneaking up, aren't you?
kind of.
You're sneaky.
All right, this is a continuation from a couple of weeks ago. Taking George Brett is off the board. No George Brett.
No George.
Pete, if you buzz him with George Brett,
you get two strikes.
Wrong.
Understood. For now.
I'm leaving another easy one up there that my prediction is Todd will buzz in immediately.
Arnold Palmer.
And he will get this guy's. He will get this guy first and foremost.
Francis LeMay.
But I'm just trying to be nice and give you a lot of them. I'm looking for, there have been, let's see, with George, from 6 to 18 would be how many, Curtis?
6 to 18 seasons 13? Would
no,
be 13.
No, no, it would be 13?
13, yeah.
Okay, so there's 12 other guys besides George Brett who've had 200 doubles in their career in a Kansas City Royals uniform.
Enoch Lebo.
Pete was first.
Amos Otis.
Amos Otis is fourth with 365. Todd?
Hal.
Hal is who I thought you'd get in first. That's correct. He is second. Lebo? 49. Curtis, I heard
Johnny
first.
Damon?
Johnny Damon. Yeah, oh, and 156.
Oh, wow.
Lebo is next.
Mike Sweeney?
Mike Sweeney is sixth with 297. Pete?
Beltran?
Carlos Beltran had 156.
Willie Wilson.
Willie Wilson had 241. That's ninth.
Wow. And that was probably, most of those were infield doubles.
They were all somehow inside the park, though.
Yeah.
who's next? Let's see. We got some.
Lebo? Freddie Patek?
Freddie Patek is 182.
No.
Guess they.
Lebo? Hosmer?
Destroyed.
Eric Hosmer had.
Enoch.
206.
Yeah.
Curtis.
Yes.
Gordon.
Nah, that's where I was going to go.
Gordon? Yes. That's only fifth with 357.
Tom Gordon?
I'm off because that's where I was going.
You haven't even gotten one, Curtis.
I know. I was going to get Gordon, but Pete beat me to it.
Let's see.
First time I've done that.
There's a guy who was
Lebo
shockingly.
Moose?
No. Shockingly effective as a leadoff hitter.
Lebo. Alcides Escobar.
Alcides Escobar.
I'm so sorry.
Lebo Locaine?
No.
Okay.
There's a local politician.
Lebo Frank White.
Frank White. I want to. Come on, wake up.
Curtis, are you playing?
Dude, today? I can't believe I'm.
What's in that drink?
Mud.
There?
Water. No. Lime.
So you got a lot of them. What you didn't get was number seven, Billy Butler. Bill Butler, 276. Number eight, Salvador Perez, 257.
I was going to say him at the end as a joke.
Well, speaking of jokes, number 10, the Joker, Joe Randall, 223.
Wow.
And number 11, Whit. Merrifield.
Nobody named Country Breakfast ought to be in the top 10. I'm sorry.
Most of those should have been
in 1 year.
You know,
yeah. Well, that's true.
You turn triples into doubles.
All right, the flip side of my earlier question. In the common draft era, the Chiefs have drafted 14 players in the first round who've made fewer than 25 starts for them.
Petro.
Sorensen.
Trezelle Jenkins.
Trezelle Jenkins, one.
Petro.
Todd.
Brian Joswiak.
Brian Joswiak, three.
Sorensen. Anthony Hancock.
Anthony Hancock.
Enoch.
Pete.
Gene Trosh.
Gene Trosh is actually not on there.
Okay. Petro. Willie Scott.
Willie Scott is not on there.
Really?
Yes.
Gene Trosh.
Okay, Petro. Ethan Horton.
No.
He made more than 25 starts for the Chiefs?
I think he must have.
I think your question sucks.
Yep.
Lebo. Trent McDuffie.
No, sorry. I should include accepting players who are still playing.
Oh, now I'm getting
I forgot to add that to the list.
You're talking about bus, not just young people.
Yeah. You got a wideout quarterback, running back,
Lebo.
Running back, wideout.
Steve Fuller.
No.
Petro. Ty Blackledge.
Ty Blackledge. Only 24.
What were the other positions? Running back?
Petro.
David James?
Not David James.
Petro. Jonathan Baldwin.
Jonathan Baldwin. 10 starts.
Effective 10 starts.
You got
Petro. Sylvester Morris.
Sylvester Morris. Slimo. Just 14 starts. You got eight left. I'll give you the draft years. 74, 94, 72, 87, 70, 90, 76, 91.
Petro, Percy Snow.
Percy Snow, 15.
He made just 15 starts?
I did.
Yeah,
he said no.
Yeah, okay.
Four running backs, a center, a tackle, and five running backs, actually.
Lebo Greg Hill.
Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
Oh, damn.
19. The other running backs.
So you got
backs,
two?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe three. I think I have 17 points.
The other running backs?
I have you for two.
Is that 17 points? Total?
Six. Yes.
Okay.
The other backs, Woody Green.
I almost said that.
Jeff Kinney. Paul Palmer.
Boo Boo.
Oh, I should have got that.
Harvey Williams.
Harvey did escape.
Rod Walters, that is the offensive
lineman. Rod Walters didn't start 15 games?
Seven starts for the Chiefs. And the other guy who had one,
why does he come
Jenkins,
to reunions even?
Because he was played.
The first draft choice the Chiefs made after winning the Super Bowl, Sid Smith.
Sid Smith, California Southern Cal.
One start.
All right,
wow.
So
that was too many.
My question is kind of right around Curtis's questions, so this should be easy enough for some of you. I don't know. We'll see. A little complicated, Pete. Hang with me, okay?
Bite me.
Since the Common Draft era, okay, I want you to name me.
Well, you went to Oklahoma. I went to better schools than you. So
I'm not going to stand and take this. I mean, this public schools in Kansas, they're no better than the public school in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they are.
So I want you to name. This is the top 10 list here, basically. Top 10 players drafted by the Chiefs in the Common Draft era. In total games played in the National Football League. And they don't all have to be with the Chiefs. So they have played the top 10 games played in the National Football League.
Petro.
Not starts,
Petro.
Games played.
Petro.
Yeah.
Will Shields.
Will Shields is
Petro.
Number four on the list.
Petro. Jared Allen.
Jared Allen is the, he's, I guess I said it's the top 12. He's tied for 12th, so he's on the list.
Okay, Petro.
Yep.
Tim Grunhard.
Grunny's not there.
Petro, Donnie Edwards.
Don Edwards is there.
My goodness.
And these games aren't necessarily for
Damn,
the Chiefs.
Petro.
They could be
right,
any
right. I heard you.
Yeah.
Wow. I got. I'm drawing such a blank.
You've been got doing a bunch
that
of names.
I have. I just did nothing but draft.
And since I said
Petro,
not,
Derek Johnson, he played for quite a while.
Derek Johnson made it. Yep. I'll give you a hint. There are special teamers in this because these are games played.
Okay. Oh, Petro. Oh, no, they didn't draft
Curtis.
That guy.
Ryan Succop?
Ryan Succop.
Good job, Kay. God. Succop?
I'm just glad to get one.
Don't even look at me, Todd.
Look away! I'm hideous!
I am looking away. I want you to look away.
I can't believe I'm such a blank. This is going to be such an embarrassment. This is not going to be a day I'm going to want to
remember. I'm not embarrassed.
Petro, Neil Smith?
Neil Smith. Mm, made
nice.
List. Yes. 191.
Sorry. Petro, Albert Lewis?
Albert
Edick.
Lewis.
Jim Lynch.
Before the Common Draft. I got Petro for five there.
Six.
Six? You ever heard of Tony Gonzalez?
Lynch was in the 67 draft. He was in the Common Draft.
I don't think he was on the list, though.
Okay.
He didn't make it. Dustin Colquitt.
Uh-huh,
55 games.
Your favorite, your favorite player.
Got his jersey.
Kevin Ross, we already mentioned earlier.
I know.
Yeah. Some guy named Adam Linger.
Linger.
Who was drafted,
oh, Adam Linger.
But ended up being a long snapper.
Yeah, he's a center.
Brandon Carr, 195 NFL games.
He's been around forever.
Yeah. And then Dave Lutz was tied with Jared Allen at 187.
I thought about Lutz, but I'm like, was he, where'd he go, Detroit?
Yeah, I think he went there afterwards.
All right, Pete.
Okay, JoJo White was drafted by the Celtics and what two other professional teams? I want both of them. I don't want one.
Well, how about 1 point for each?
Lebo, Yankees.
Bite me. No. Yeah, no, you can have. You can. Yeah, it could be one piece.
Lebo, the Kentucky Colonels.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is that about that time, right?
But, yes, you can have one for.
Lebo, St. Louis, whatever you call it.
Steamers.
Nope. Well, you got him playing soccer now? Or
Oakland
what?
Oaks.
Nope. Rick Barry.
Petro, the Kentucky Colonels.
Nope. Well, you guys, I said Celtics. I gave you Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
Those quick answering basketball questions.
Well, I know, but ABA,
I said two
we
other
thought.
Professional.
We
no.
thought maybe the ABA.
You said Celtics. And what other two teams?
We thought maybe the ABA drafted them, too.
So we can't answer Celtics when you gave us
another question.
No, what was the answer?
God.
What was the answer?
The Reds and the Cowboys.
Well, we didn't
well,
get it.
Yeah,
okay,
we didn't get it.
Okay,
can I, question.
Okay, can I another quick question?
Sure, why not?
Okay, sure.
Bill Voicell. Was a Major League Baseball player, Bill Voicell.
Take your word for it.
He wore the number 96. Why did he wear 96?
He was born in 1896.
Nope.
He weighed 96 pounds when he was
born.
Poor mother.
96. Why did he wear that number?
He was struck by lightning 96 times.
He was the 96th child born to his family.
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
But this is, I mean, this is on the legit. My other one, I'm sorry about the other one.
No, it was fine.
He was from 96 South Carolina.
Oh, sure, there you go.
An actual city?
That was a city? Oh,
it is a city.
Wow. I was like, I still don't get it. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, my apologies about the first
one. The first question was fine. We overthought it trying to get another basketball team.
No, you guys were right. I was wrong. I said two other professional teams. No, you were all, but it wasn't any of the ABA teams.
You could have said one, and we would have
still missed it. So, and who was it?
It was the Cincinnati Reds and the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. Holy cow.
JoJo was a good athlete.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know who's not good today? Curtis. He had 400.
Dude.
Pete had 800. Todd had 1,700. I had 2,000. Is that a record, Todd?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Sure sounds like a record.
It sounds high.
Close.
What's our category?
The NBA's top 50 players.
Oh.
To be clear, it's the top 50 that they named in 1996.
Okay.
Could be anyone.
I'm sure I will.
Could be John Stockton.
Could be anything.
Yes.
I'm sure I will fail miserably at this as well.
You will not fail. If you go to the Salty Iguana tonight, you'll have an incredible Mexican meal. Get in there, get one of their great margaritas. They're absolutely to die for. The special tonight, if you're going tonight, the tamale platter. It's just $10. You can get some Mexican bottled beers for $4 as well. Grab you some Coronas. Specials every single day. And don't forget, big Cinco de Mayo party coming up. It is going to be on Sunday, May 5th. We'll be at the Salty Iguana in Independence on that Friday, May 3rd. But if you're going to put on your own spread, let the Salty Iguana give you everything you need, and they do give you everything they need, everything you need. It is absolutely fantastic. A great spread. Go to saltyiguana.com. Radio 810 WHB, a little Stump the Chumps brought to you by the Salty Iguana. Oh,
it was going to be the end of the hour.
I don't know if you're going to do it or not.
My mic wasn't on at first.
Okay.
Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.
I saw Pete's. I'm potting down the wrong thing. I saw Pete's lips moving without headphones on, so I decided to keep the mics down.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
well done.
Just tell us about the sound of music. It was fine.
I'm not saying any more bad words ever on the air. Ever.
The Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Among current Big 12 schools, current, which includes Oklahoma and Texas, which one has gone the longest without having a player drafted by the Chiefs?
I don't remember.
Schools have gone at least 50 years.
Baylor?
Nope. 05, Kari Long.
Arizona?
94, Rob Waldrop. Nope. Two schools have not had one for 50 years.
50 years.
Utah?
A lifetime.
Utah.
Current. Not in the Big 12 yet. Teams that were in the Big 12 this year.
He says right now.
By the way,
I need a roadmap to figure out your question.
No, you should have.
Current
Big 12 teams.
Is Utah in the Big 12
KU
football yet? No. Kansas, no,
yes,
97.
They
haven't played yet. They haven't played a game yet. The roadmap is one street.
I quit.
K-State.
It's called Current Avenue. Not K-State. K-State last
Central
year.
Central Florida.
Nope.
Cincinnati, TCU, nope. Baylor,
Cincinnati,
Texas
Iowa
Tech,
State.
Texas.
Iowa State.
Nope, Iowa State is second longest.
What is the answer?
Houston has had one player in its history drafted by the Chiefs, but he left something of an impact. 1971, Elmo Wright, inventor of the touchdown dance.
So Jackie Battle was not drafted, because I think he went to Houston.
Correct.
He did?
Yeah.
Riley Owens.
Yeah, Iowa State.
Kimball Anders. Went to Houston also.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Iowa State also has had one since 72.
Riley
Dean Carlson.
Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Send it anywhere in the country. Joe'sKC.com. 47th and Mission, 119th and Strangline, and 117th and Row. The best barbecue in the world is at Joe'sKC.com.
Better than anything in Houston, too.
Yes.
By far.
For sure.
City.
By far.
Tell me, what was the category? A little Stump the Chumps brought to you by the Salty Iguana.
Top 50 players in NBA history as named in the 50th anniversary of the NBA 1996.
Okay.
In 1996, the NBA named their top 50 players. All of them but one was alive at the time the list came out. I need the player who was not.
Hmm.
guess. Total guess.
I had one name pop into my head immediately. I'm probably wrong.
Mine seems too obvious.
That'd be somebody
probably
died
all the same guy.
All right. We start with one Curtis Siebel.
Pete Maravich.
Oh, damn it.
Ain't gonna hurt much. All I how much to bet anyway?
400. So 800. We go to Pete.
$1. George Mikan.
$7.99. Go to Todd.
George Mikan.
Did you have Mikan?
$301.
$301. Giving you $13.99. And the only thing, whoops, $13.99 goes down here. Mikan goes up there. I, too, had George Mikan.
But he should have been.
I bet zero.
Nuns.
2,000. I didn't. I'm like, this is too broad a category.
Too broad.
Well, he was
too broad
a category.
That's why I only bet 301 to try to win by a
dollar. He should have been dead.
I want to get check and see if he was alive.
Mikan?
Pete Maravich wasn't. I don't know why I didn't remember that.
Pete Maravich, that was.
What did he die of?
Heart thing?
Yeah, like 88.
Yeah.
But what was the
heart failure?
I think it was heart, yeah.
Yeah, it was a
heart attack, heart failure, something.
He had a heart
like
issue, like a defect.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said? You heartless?
Very overrated.
Yeah, it was me.
Coach said, Curtis Siebel, you guys got no heart.
Yeah, Pete Maravich, broken
heart. There's a difference between having no heart and being
heartless. Overrated.
I'm definitely the second.
Yeah, you fit both.
That's true.
We'll take a break, come back. There can be only one. It's brought to you by our friends at the Salty Iguana with Cinco de Mayo right around the corner.
Real quick.
Why wouldn't you go celebrate?
Does anybody want to congratulate Saran, guys? He just won.
What, somebody has to win.
I know, but why are they not? Why are they not?
Because he's getting
they're jealous.
He's starting to get overwhelmed. It's starting to be a pain in the ass.
They're jealous.
What? I'm proud of you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Chicken
Fajita Wednesdays. They got a special every single day. If you go to saltyiguana.com, you can see each and every one of their daily specials. And of course, you can order up your catering for a big fancy Cinco de Mayo party. Just go to saltyiguana.com or go see them in person. 4 locations around the Metro, Prairie Village, Olathe, Lawrence, and Independence, online at saltyiguana.com. All right, time for There Can Be Only One Right Answer, that is, brought to you by our friends at Salty Iguana. Cinco de Mayo at Salty Iguana is always a must. It comes up on a Sunday. This year we'll be broadcasting live on Friday, May 3rd, to celebrate Cinco de Mayo out in Independence. For over 30 years, Salty Iguana has been helping everybody celebrate Cinco de Mayo, Kansas City's favorite Mexican food. Great drink specials all day long they'll have. You can also party it up at home if you want and use their great catering. Order their wonderful Mexican food and margaritas, and take it home if you want. Go to saltyiguana.com and host your own Cinco de Mayo party at home with all the wonderful flavors that come to you from Salty Iguana. Online at saltyiguana.com. All right, boys, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs' initial selection, whoever they're first, whether they trade up or down or whatever. Or actually, that's the question because I asked that other one. The Chiefs' initial selection will be before 32, pick 32, or after 32. In other words, you think they're going to stay tight at 32? They're going to trade up or trade down? Start with Curtis.
I think they're going to stay at 32.
Okay. 32 doesn't seem to do anything. Todd?
Last year they got stuck there because no one would play with them. I think Brett
they were
Veach,
ready to move to the Raiders for Zay Flowers.
I think,
and then Flowers went off the board.
I think Brett Veach will be too antsy. They will move up.
Okay, before Pete,
I know exactly where they're going to draft 26. So they will move up.
Calling his shot.
Adam,
for the exact same reasons Todd just listed, I am saying before.
Yeah, they're moving up. The way the board looks like a lot of receivers and tackles are going to come off the board. I think they're going to move up and take an offensive tackle. All right, let's go with this. Kansas City Royals baseball. Who leads the Royals in home runs this year? Bobby Witt Jr. would be the overwhelming favorite for most people. However, right now, Salvador Perez has 5. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. has 4. Vinny Pascantino, Michael Garcia, and MJ Melendez have 3. Hunter Renfroe and Nelson Velasquez have 2. Lebo.
Salvi.
Salvador Perez. Pete?
Vincent Pasquantino.
Vinny, okay. Adam?
I think Perez is sadly going to have a stretch where he's not going to be able to play for a little bit, so give me Vinny.
Okay, Vinny. I'm on Vinny as well because I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's going to be healthy. I think he's fine. He just got off to a little bit of a slow start, and I think Vinny leads it. Curtis?
I'm going to stay with the kid.
BWJ?
Bobby Wood Jr. Yep.
Okay. I should have said, and how many?
Well, Pete should have just said he called a shot on the other one.
26.
Everything's 26 with Pete today.
Right. Draft age, everything.
IQ.
IQ.
Johnny Furphy declared for the draft but did not sign with an agent, keeping his eligibility a possibility, could come back. He will or will not stay in the draft, and if he stays in the draft, be selected in the first round, which is the only reason you'd stay in if you think he's going to do it.
Should be the only reason you stay in.
How does that end up? Comes back. I'll give you the option if you want to say stays in and doesn't go in the first. You can have that if you want. Pete?
Never play in the NBA, BB in Australia. That's it. Goodbye.
So does he stay in the draft?
Yeah, but I mean nobody cares. I'm sorry. The kid's not going to play.
Stays in, not first.
Yeah, right.
Okay? That's what Pete's prediction is. Adam?
And nobody cares. With his next part.
No,
you have a space
really
on that in your spreadsheet?
I think I can find 10 and more.
They don't seem to care about Joel Embiid, and I don't get it. Why KU
fans... Don't. Not even in the same breath.
I don't get why they don't root for their former players more in the NBA. I don't get it.
I mean, I root for him. I just don't root for
him. Well, he was only there 10 minutes.
Whatever.
I think he comes back.
So,
returns to school.
Returns.
Yeah, I think he returns. I think he's probably going to get some advice that says, dude, you are built exactly like we want you, and this is what you need to work on.
Okay. I got him coming back, too. He's not staying in because I don't think he's going to the first round.
Yeah.
So already I saw a mock draft had him at like 27. Another one had him at 29.
I've seen a couple upper 20s, but I think that's going to change.
He's not going in the first round.
Yeah, I agree. I think he comes back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay, everybody's going back to KU. Okay.
First round draft.
If he does get a draft grade at 22, I think he's gonzo because
he
can't make an IL.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of, you know, you got to put your name in. That's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
And
you
create
can
a
do it
as much as you want now.
Yeah. You can do whatever.
When can you get out officially?
It's the 29th of May.
It's pretty late.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, because you can go to the combine now, too.
And yeah, he's 29th of May.
Working on his classes still.
Which quarterback in this year's draft will be the best one not named Caleb Williams? Taking 1-1 off the board. Who do you want to put your name on, Adam?
Drake May.
Ooh, I'm on Drake May, too. I don't know why everyone's down on him so much. He's big. He's strong. He can take the hits. He makes some off-platform throws that are pretty impressive. I'm going to take Drake May. Curtis?
That's who I was going to say. I thought I'd be the only guy saying it. I'll say Drake May.
Lebo. A lot of people have Jaden Daniels going to Washington, and New England so unhappy they're trading out.
I think Jaden Daniels is the LSU kid.
J.J.
Right?
McCarthy?
I want the LSU kid.
Bo Nix?
No.
Michael Penix Jr.?
No. Rag arm.
Who are you going with?
The LSU kid.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Okay. Pete?
I'm going to take the Wolverine, man. I mean, in 5 years, they're going to be comparing him to Tom Brady.
Ooh.
He's gone everywhere from out of the first round, clear up to third now. So, I like him.
He may go 26th.
No, he's not going to. No.
Because that's where the Chiefs are picking.
Well.
All right. Next up, we are to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm up first. How many majors does Scottie Scheffler win? He will turn 28 on June 21st, so he's 27 right now. He's got two. I say he wins five. Curtis?
Seven.
Yeah, I mean, he's won two at Augusta. So, yeah, two? I would... Five's a great career. I think that's a good number. Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete?
If he doesn't go wacko over having kids, I think he'll have six.
Okay. Adam?
I'm only giving him three. I think he finishes first at one of the ones he's been finishing second at, and that'll be it.
All right, and final one that we'll get in here. The Royals True or false? Will not be below 500 again this year. Curtis.
False.
False. False for Lebo. Pete.
False.
False for Pete.
Forget you guys. Give me true.
There you go, Adam.
There he goes.
Sunshine.
They're going to have injuries later on. False. It's false.
Last day of the year.
I'll give you real quick. Who wins the NBA championship?
Nuggs, bruh.
Nuggs for Lebo. Pete?
Same.
Curtis?
Celtics.
Adam?
I'm also on the Celtics.
I'm on the Celtics, too.
Nah.
Pete, we'll see you next week.
Okay, guys.
All right, how many right-handed batters have won three straight league batting titles? Brought to you by Good Sense.